I greet you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Mark chapter 4, from verse 35 to 41, we have the account of Christ stilling the storm. How Christ calmed this fearful storm. And in this passage, the Lord Jesus Christ asked a very pointed question. If you go back to Mark chapter 4, the Lord Jesus Christ, in verse 40, he asked the disciples, "Why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" The same question was also asked in the Gospel of Matthew, in the same parallel account. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 26, the Lord Jesus Christ asked his disciples, "Why are ye so fearful, O ye of little faith?" So in Mark, over here, the question was, how is it that you have no faith? But in Matthew, the question was, why are ye so fearful, O ye of little faith? In Luke, the Gospel of Luke, again the same account was recorded for us, but this time the Lord Jesus Christ simply asked the question in Luke 8:25, where is your faith? Reconciling these three passages, the Lord Jesus Christ was not saying that the disciples had absolutely no faith. But what the Lord Jesus Christ was saying was that in this particular incident, they did not exercise faith such that what was seen in their appearance, in their behavior, it was as if they had no faith. But we know, based on Matthew, that the disciples had faith, albeit little faith, but they still had faith. But because of their doubt and their fear, they were not able and they did not exercise their faith. This was why the Lord Jesus Christ asked them, how is it that you have no faith? They conducted themselves as if they had no faith. Now, this will be a challenge that every Christian will face. The disciples were not new disciples. By this time, the disciples had already witnessed several great miracles of the Lord Jesus Christ. They would have witnessed the man healed of his palsy. In chapter 1, they would have witnessed the leper who was cleansed. They would have witnessed in chapter 3 how the Lord Jesus Christ had healed many by the sea. And as the Lord Jesus Christ performed all these great miracles, they would have witnessed his great working. They would know who he is. But the difference when we come to Mark chapter 4 was that this concerned the disciples themselves. In previous occasions where there were sick who were healed, the leper who were made clean, it was not the disciples who were sick or who were plagued with leprosy. They witnessed these miracles from afar. But now the disciples were going through this experience for themselves, where they were confronting death for themselves, where they were now the ones who were truly fearful, and they needed to experience Christ for themselves. Thus, this evening, when we meditate on this theme, when faith is little, we need to realize that this would be a struggle many Christians may go through, and there will be times where we would wonder, is Christ still my Savior? Is my Lord with me? Where is He when I need Him? And during such times, we may manifest a faith which seems little, to the point where when others may look at us, it may seem as if we have no faith. So this evening we want to consider three things. Firstly, what were the causes for faith being little? The reasons which led them to their manifesting this faith which seems so small. Now we will be very quick to point out the faithlessness or the weaknesses of the disciples' faith. But if you can understand the circumstances that they were going through, you realize that this was a very fearful account of their lives being threatened. Now, go back to Mark chapter 4 now. Let's look at this. The Bible tells us in Mark chapter 4, in verse 35, that, "And the same day when the even was come, and he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, and so that it was now full. When you look at the parallel account in Luke chapter 8, verse 23, the Bible also tells us that they were in jeopardy. Now bear in mind that these were seasoned fishermen. They have a lot of experience in the sea, and they would know when they were in real danger. And when the Bible in Luke chapter 8, verse 23 tells us that they were in jeopardy, it means that they were in real danger. Their life was threatened. The testing was real. As they were sailing through the sea, the storm, the wind, the waves, it was now filling the boat. And they were so frightened. Being so experienced, they know that from their past experience that this kind of waves, this kind of storm, no one will be able to survive it. It was threatening their lives. The reason for faith being little at times is because Christians, saints, will be tested. Saints will be tried. Christians need to expect seasons where our faith will be tried, where we will have to endure severe trial of our faith. Remember how Apostle James tells us, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations. It is not a question of if, but when ye fall into diverse temptations. Sometimes we think that we are strong and we are confident. But no matter how strong we are, our faith will be tested. Apostle Peter also tells us that there will be the trial of faith, which is precious. The testing of the Christian's faith is a precious thing. And in this case now, they were enduring this great trial of their faith. Are they going to survive this storm? Are they going to make it through? Their faith were now shaken. In our Christian's life, we will also endure trial of faith. Sometimes this would be emotional testings. It will concern our mind, our thoughts, the feelings of our hearts. And sometimes these things are uncontrollable, where emotions may overwhelm us, where physical testings may consume us. We are frightened. We do not know whether we have strength to endure this trial. This would be times, and this would cause our faith to shake. We would shiver in fear, and we would not be able to stand in our own strength and our own faith. There are reasons for faith to be little. There are times also where we wonder, in the midst of natural disasters and calamities, bodily afflictions, why has God allowed this to happen? And you notice that the disciples, initially, they did not cast their eyes upon the Lord. They just merely looked upon the great storm of the wind and of the waves, and they saw the circumstances which led them to be so fearful. What causes faith to be little is when we fail to view our Lord. In a sense, this was the pride that they had. When you look at the question which the disciples asked the Lord Jesus Christ in verse 38, they said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? This was a form of pride. Do you not care about my life? They were concerned about themselves. They were thinking of who they were. We are the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is my life. They had a sense of self-importance. They thought that they would be disciples of Christ who would be following the Lord Jesus Christ. How can this thing happen to me? It may happen to other people, but this circumstance, this situation cannot happen to me. Others, they may be fearful or they may shake or quiver, but not me. This was the pride that they had carried down, not that we perish. This was how so filled with themselves they were, which led them to take their eyes away from their Lord, which led them to now have this little faith. Christians will go through testings in lives, and there are reasons and causes for faith to be little. And oftentimes, this faith would express itself in various ways. And this is the second thing we want to consider. How does this little faith express itself? How does this little faith manifest itself? When faith is little, what will happen? You look at the questions that the disciples ask. In Mark, the disciples said, "Carest thou not that we perish?" That is in Mark chapter 4, verse 38. Now, the disciples would in Luke ask the question in a simple form. And they say, "Master, Master, we perish." That is what they would ask in Luke. How does this little faith manifest itself? It manifests itself in doubt. When faith is little, you will doubt. "Carest thou not that we perish?" In a way, this question was rather rude. But it also showed the kind of doubt that they had in their master's command. "Lord, do you care for us?" And this is how it is with us oftentimes. In weak moments in our lives, we are tempted to doubt our God. We are tempted to ask questions. I mean, if sometimes there are questions where we wonder, we truly wonder, and we are puzzled, and we want to find out. Yes, we may ask these questions, but sometimes we ask these questions with unbelief. "Where art thou, O Lord? Do you still care for me?" They have witnessed how the Lord Jesus Christ cared for all the sick and the lame. And the Lord Jesus Christ had been with them thus far. But they still wondered, "O Lord, do you still care for me?" And this is the kind of doubt which will be placed in our minds when faith is little. We doubt God's plans for us. We doubt God's purposes for us. We doubt His presence with us. We doubt His workings in our lives. Sometimes we simply doubt God. Do you doubt God? Do you wonder and do you question whether He has forsaken you? Whether He still cares for you? Some people fall into great despair in their walk, in their Christian life. Their question could even be, "Are you still God?" When God seems silent, will our faith waver? When God seems to hold back His powerful working, will we question Him? This is how this faith manifests itself. It manifested itself in doubt. Now, when you look at this doubt, bear in mind that the Lord Jesus Christ has said in verse 35. Here the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, on the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, "Let us pass over unto the other side." Now, the Lord Jesus Christ had already said, "Let us pass over unto the other side." This is what we will do. And these are the words of Christ. Do you not trust in His words anymore? Do you question Him? Little faith causes us to doubt. When faith is little, it also leads us to impatience. You look at this passage. The disciples, they said here, "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" Now the Lord Jesus Christ was here asleep on a pillow and He was resting. The Lord Jesus Christ was not troubled. He was at peace. And we know this because the Lord Jesus Christ is sovereign. He's in control. He's the one who rules over all. He was not troubled by this. Would He have known what was happening about? He is the omniscient one, the all-knowing one. He would have known, but He was not troubled about. But you see the reaction of the disciples. "Master, carest thou not that we perish?" Now, the word "perish" here is a very strong word that means to be destroyed or to be in ruin. The disciples were really asking, "Do you not care that we be destroyed or consumed totally? Do you not care that we are dying? We are about to die now." Now, in a sense, you notice how they ran ahead of God. Were they dying yet? Yes, the waves and the wind was beating upon the ship, And now the waters have filled the ship. They were afraid, but are they really dying? Wouldn't they trust that the Lord is able to still keep them? But you see how little faith would lead us to anxiety, to worry, to run ahead of God. You are not able to rest. You are impatient with God. You do not trust in His time. All the plans that you have set out for your lives. And you try to figure things out for yourself, trying to plan ahead for your future. But things do not work out the way you have planned them. And now, since things are so different, you are so troubled, you are so anxious. What will happen to my life now? What will happen to my future? There are things which you have invested your life, your time in. What will happen to all these things now when faith is little? How so often this little faith will plague us when we fall into severe illnesses. We start to wonder, what will happen to my family? What will happen to my children? What will happen to my life? And what we plan to do, and now what in this trouble, what we desire to do, how we react is that we would rush to and fro trying to find solutions to our problems. We will be so quick to talk to people to find out this, to try to discuss, to find counsel so that this problem can be solved. Sometimes we will try to figure things out in our minds. We will play through a situation over and over again in our minds, trying to solve it on our own. And then we will try to work out conclusions. If I take this step, what will happen? If I do this, what will happen? Now, the disciples, they waited until the ship was filled with water. Why did they not call the Lord Jesus Christ earlier? Could it be that they have been trying to solve this problem on their own first? We are experienced fishermen. We have been in this sea, working in this occupation for a long time. We can solve this problem on our own. And this is what little faith will cause us to do. We are impatient with God. We are unable to trust in His timing. We are unable to trust in His will. Carest thou not that we perish? Now, this was a very sad question which the disciples asked, because it reflected the despair that they had and the arrogance. We must empathize with them, and we can sympathize with them, because they were truly facing a situation where their life was threatened. They were truly fearful. They were in real danger. But could they not have dealt with this danger differently? When faith is little, it is often manifested in doubt. When faith is little, it is manifested in anxiety and in impatience. We are very easily affected by the surrounding. This is also when faith is little. We seem to place a lot of weight on the circumstances around us. We allow our feelings to trouble us. We make decisions based on our emotions and not based on the will and the word of God. We are so easily affected by the circumstances. When someone says something, immediately thoughts and emotions would fill our hearts and mind. And we are so perplexed, so despair, and which was why the disciples doubted. Carest thou not that we perish? Is this a question that troubled saints are also tempted to ask? Because we look at the circumstances and the situations around us, and we place a lot of weight in them. We think that it will overwhelm us. We think that it's even greater than our Savior and our God. We think that now it is hopeless. There's nothing more I can do. My life is a failure. My future is in ruin. Lord, carest thou not that we perish? The expressions of the little faith. But how should we deal with this little faith? How can we overcome a faith which is little? What is the remedy for this little faith? And this is the third thing we want to think about this evening. You notice here that the Lord Jesus Christ was the one who pointed out their little faith. In verse 40, the Bible says, "Why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" The Lord Jesus Christ asked the same question in Matthew chapter 8, verse 26. "Why are ye so fearful, O ye of little faith?" Do you notice that the Lord Jesus Christ was the one who first pointed out that their faith was little? Now, this is a very comforting thought, that even when our faith is little, the Lord Jesus Christ knows. What is the remedy of this little faith? Knowing that our Savior knows. There are times when we think our faith is great, and this is why the Lord has to humble us and to have allow trials and testings in life to let us see for ourselves how little our faith is. But when our faith is little, the Lord Jesus Christ knows. And this was the gentle chiding of the Lord Jesus Christ of the disciples' faith. "Why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" Do you notice that this question was asked tenderly? Yes, it was a sharp and pointed question, but it was also a question that was asked out of love, out of compassion and care for the disciples. What is the remedy when faith is little? Know that your Savior cares for you, that He still watches over you, that all these things are within His sovereign will and His plan. And even when we do not know the state of our own faith, our Savior knows. Our Savior is leading us. He's guiding us. And even when we think that our faith is about to crumble and fall, He holds on to us. This is the most precious thought that a Christian can have. Even when faith is little, our Savior knows. How else can we overcome this little faith? Notice that the disciples here, when their faith and their lack of faith was pointed out, the Bible says in verse 41, "They feared exceedingly and said one to another, 'What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?'" You notice how their attention was now taken away from the waves, the sea. It has been calm, and their attention is now fixed upon this man. "What manner of man is this?" Now the question is simply, who is this man? What man is this? And they were asking about the character of this man. Who is this being? How is it that he could perform this great work? Now, they have witnessed Christ's miracles in the past, but this is the time where they are experiencing it for themselves, because their lives were in danger and they have just experienced deliverance of their own life. Now they were witnessing for themselves Christ who cared for them, Christ who delivered them. They looked to Christ. They turned to Christ. And this is the wonderful truth. When faith is little, we can always turn to our Savior. When faith is little, there is still faith. It is not the absence of faith. And even though they may have gone to the Savior after they were troubled and after they were much in despair, they still turned to their Savior. They still went to Him and they still woke Him up and they still went to the Master and asked Him, "Carest thou not that we perish?" Now, this is what we must do when we fear our faith will fail. Turn to the Savior. Of course, this requires a lot of humility, because sometimes we still think that we are in control of our lives. We still can solve our problems. We still can work things out in our minds. But when the Lord has brought us to a place where we are totally helpless, we need to turn to our Savior. Turn to Him in prayer. When faith is little, look to Christ. Pray. You know, oftentimes, in very difficult moments, it is not counsel that you really need. Of course, counsel is important. Advice is important and necessary. But oftentimes, it's not so much talking with men, having our questions answered, having our problems solved that we need. Oftentimes, what we need is simply to go on our knees and turn to our Savior. And how prayer, looking to Him, casting our burdens on Him, casting our doubts, our cares, our impatience, our anxiety upon Christ, how safe we are. When your faith is little, will you pray? But why is it the last thing that we will do? Why is it that when we are so afraid, we would go to everyone else, try to find any other solution, but go to our Savior last? Why wouldn't we go to Him first? There are moments in our lives where nothing really can be done. We just but can cast ourselves upon our Savior. Even when faith is little, pray. There is still enough faith to pray. When faith is little, heed God's word. You remember how the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Let us pass over to the other side." Are these not His blessed promises? That we will pass over to the other side. These were not just words spoken by a common or normal man. These were words spoken by the mighty God, the one who has power over all things, the one who created the heavens and the earth, the one who sustains all things. Let us pass over the other side. And this was what the disciples needed to realize, that these are the words of God. And what God has said, what God has spoken, He will fulfill. When faith is little, look to the word of God. What are His promises in Scripture? Are there times where you doubt your salvation? Where you question, am I saved? Will God still hold me fast? You doubt your salvation not so much because of unbelief or sin, but it could be because of moments of weaknesses in your life. Through personal failures, perhaps. And the devil whispers in your ear, "Oh, you, saint, who art so weak, are you truly a child of God?" And moments of doubts, what can we do? What must we do? Look again to God's word. Has not God promised for in His word that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ? Do you doubt God's purposes for you? Look to His word. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Do you doubt God's graciousness, His mercies to you? Look to His word and how He reassures you and He comforts you again in His promises. God is still with us. Look to the words of Christ. What does God's word say? How does God reveal His will? When we seek Him, this is where we can find comfort. There's really no need to panic. There's really no need to fear. Look to God in His word. When faith is little, seek His word. When faith is little, submit to the Lord. When you understand God's word and you understand His will, this is where we also must submit to His word. What are His purposes for me? Would you not submit to Him? Faith is submitting. Now, the circumstances may not change. There may be times where God is pleased to deliver. In this occasion, in Mark chapter 4, it was the Lord's will that the disciples were not to die yet. It was the Lord's will that they be delivered because the Lord said, "Let us pass over unto the other side." They still had a mission entrusted unto them. The Lord will still give them a commission. They still have a work to be done for the Lord. Their time was not up yet. And when their time was not up, the Lord was pleased to deliver them. But we need to realize that there could be circumstances in life where the Lord, having revealed His will, it is also His will for us that we have to endure through the persecution, the physical affliction, or even death. Is this not what we witness in Hebrews chapter 11? When the Bible tells us that there were some who had great faith, But they still have to endure cruel mockings, scourgings, bonds, imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, they were tempted, they were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins. They were destituted, afflicted, and tormented. They wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. Yet the Bible's testimony of them was that this all, they have obtained a good report through faith. These were men of great faith. But the circumstances did not change. But what made their faith great was not the circumstances changing. It was not just merely being delivered out of death. What made their faith great was that they were able to submit unto the Lord despite the circumstances, despite their feelings. When faith is little, submit unto the Lord. If the Lord is pleased to deliver us out of this very difficult circumstance, we praise the Lord for that. But if the Lord so wills that we have to endure this affliction in the flesh, the burden in the soul, then know that His grace is still sufficient for us. When faith is little, submit to the Lord. Rest in Him. Because this is what submission is to rest in quietness in the Lord. You know, over here we have a very interesting passage because we see the Lord Jesus Christ sleeping, as if He was not troubled and burdened. Did the disciples learn from this incident and this occasion? You know, when you go to the book of Acts, there's a very interesting passage because the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 12, verse 6, that Peter, he was now in prison in Acts chapter 12, verse 6. And when he was in prison, he was about to be sentenced the next day. Now, the Bible, if you look at the context in Acts chapter 12, the Bible would tell us that James had just been executed by Herod, the wicked king. And he was so pleased, he was so thrilled. And he saw how the execution of James pleased the Jews. So now what he wanted to do was that he arrested Peter, and he wanted to do the same with Peter. So Peter was about to be executed. But in Acts chapter 12, verse 6, the night before his execution, when he was guarded by these soldiers, what did Peter do? He was asleep. He was sleeping. When you look at somebody who is about to be executed the next day, you look at criminals on death row, one thing you will not find, I don't think it's likely that they will be able to be asleep. I mean, in our lives, we don't really have to be on death row for us to lose our sleep. Some who have an examination the next day, they lose sleep. Not because they are preparing for their examination, but because they are just so anxious, troubled. They have a presentation the next day, they lose sleep. They have a medical checkup, and tomorrow they are getting the result. They lose sleep. They have to deal with their boss. They have a very difficult meeting tomorrow. They lose sleep. But Peter, he slept. Did Peter learn from this incident where his faith grew, when now he knew who his Savior was? Do you know who your Savior is? When you fear that your faith will fail, will you not pray? Will you not look to the Word of God? Would you not submit to Him? What are the things that have been troubling you, have been causing your faith to be little? Is it the disappointments in life? Is it the circumstances in your workplace? Is it your relationships with others? Is it testings? Is it examinations that are about to come? Because university students, they're in the midst of their examinations. A-level students also, if you are here, you're also in the midst of your examinations. Are these the things that will cause your faith to be little? When faith is little, it's often expressed in doubt. It becomes unreasonable. Carest thou not that we perish? When faith is little, you grow impatient with the Lord. You are so easily troubled by the circumstances. But when faith is little, pray. Seek the Lord. Take your eyes away from all these external circumstances. Take your mind away from the burdens and cares and bring them before the Lord. See, this is the wonderful thing about faith. Sometimes charismatics would have us believe that this faith is something that we must try to create and produce in ourselves. But do you realize the exercising of faith is really casting our eyes upon the object of faith, our Savior? Our faith is not something that we create out of nothing. It's not something that we try to produce or engineer. It's not just merely a feeling. And that's the wonderful thing about faith, is to rest and to find our foundation in our object of faith, Christ, our Savior. Would you then not submit to Him and find rest for your troubled soul? Simply trusting Thee, Lord Jesus, I behold Thee as Thou art, and Thy love so pure, so changeless, satisfies my heart, satisfies its deepest longings, meets, supplies its every need, compasseth me round with blessings. Thine is love indeed. Ever leave Thy face upon me as I work and wait for Thee, resting neath Thy smile, Lord Jesus, earth's dark shadows flee. Brightness of my Father's glory, sunshine of my Father's face, keep me ever trusting, resting, fill me with Thy grace. When faith is little, turn to our Savior and find rest for your soul. Let us pray. Our almighty, eternal, and everlasting God, Thou art the omnipotent God. Thou art the God who is sovereign, who is in control over everything. Even at times when our faith wavers, we fall into despair, we fear, we are troubled, we wonder, we thank Thee that Thou wilt still hold us fast. Oh, how weak our faith are. At times we find it hard to exercise faith when our hearts are burdened and troubled. We have no knowledge of the future. Our life seems to be out of our control. Our faith is weak. But we thank Thee that Thou art still our God. We can still turn to Thee. We can still look to Thee. So, Lord, we pray for some who may be struggling in their faith, some whose mind may be filled with doubt, whose hearts may be filled with care and anxiety. We pray that You will turn their eyes unto their Savior, and looking unto Him, what comforting thought it is. We can rest ourselves solely and completely in Him, and how in Christ we are safe. We thank Thee for our blessed Savior, for He will not forsake us. He will never leave us. He is always with us. How we can rest so comforted in His presence. We pray that Thou wilt strengthen our faith in Christ. We thank Thee. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.